Hi, everybody. I'm Richard Roberts, and welcome to the Expect a Miracle podcast. So glad you could join me today. This phrase that we use to title this podcast, Expect a Miracle. Let me tell you how that phrase came into being, and then let me take that phrase and transfer it over into my faith, believing God for miracles in your life. It was back in the early 1950s. I was just a little boy. My dad, Oral Roberts, stretched his tent in Miami, Florida. There was a group of atheists in Miami at that time that came against him in the media and publicly to try to stop his ministry. And somehow, I was too young to know, but somehow they arranged for him to be forced to appear in front of a district judge and swear under oath that he did not have some type of electric device up his sleeve when he prayed for the sick. Well, as crazy as that sounds, it actually happened. And he did. He had to swear under oath and sign an affidavit that he had nothing up his sleeve. Of course, you know, we all knew he had nothing up his sleeve, but nevertheless, that was their way. They vowed they were going to destroy the tent and they were going to close his crusade down. When my parents took us children along, they would always rent two hotel rooms with an adjoining door. And about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, my dad would go into one of the rooms and close the door, and my mother and we children would go into the other room, and we had to be quiet because Daddy was going to take a short nap, and then he was going to get his Bible and study and prepare for the evening service. Well, they had vowed that was the night they were coming to destroy the tent and also to close down the crusade, and my dad was very concerned. So we went in the other room, and they closed the door between us, and my dad went in to take a short nap. He laid down in the bed and fell asleep. A few moments later, he was awakened by a hand on his shoulder. Well, I remember him telling me the story. He thought it was my mother, but it wasn't. It was the Lord. The Lord tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Oral Roberts, expect a miracle." Wow. It changed everything. My dad sat up in the bed and said, "I'm going to preach on expect a miracle tonight." The atheist never showed up. One of the greatest crusades he ever conducted. Thousands and thousands of lives changed and touched and healed during that crusade. Thousands of salvations, just miracles everywhere. And he began to say, expect a miracle wherever he went. And that phrase has caught on. It's been a phrase that he coined back in the 50s, and we hear it today, expect a miracle. Well, I'm telling you this story because I want to pray a healing prayer over you. I'm really not going to teach or preach anything today on this podcast. I just want to spend a few moments in prayer over you, and I want to expect a miracle in your life. I want to expect the supernatural touch of God to be on your life today. You know, there's no distance in prayer. Here I am in my kitchen, and you're there wherever you are. You may be at home. You may be in your car. I don't know where you are, but there's no distance in prayer. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And that's what I'm going to do right now. In the authority of the name of Jesus, I come against every satanic attack, and that's exactly what I mean, every devilish thing that has come against you. Now, it may be spiritual, it may be physical, it may be financial, it may be emotional, it may be in your job or in your business or in your ministry or in your marriage or in some other area of your life. But whatever that problem is, whatever that attack is, I come against it in the name of Jesus. You foul, tormenting Satan, you take your hands off of God's property. You loose every man, every woman listening to this podcast right now. I send the word, my friend, to you. I send the word of God to you right now. I come against every sickness and every disease, and I expect a miracle for you. Every sickness and disease, I command you, come out. I speak to migraine headaches. Come out in the name of Jesus. I speak to problems in your teeth, in your gums, in your throat. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I pray over your vision, your eyes. I pray over the pressure in your eyes. I rebuke glaucoma. I rebuke cataracts. I rebuke dimness of vision. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I pray for your optic nerve to be healed, for your iris, your pupil to be normal, and for your eyes to see in the name of Jesus. I pray for your ears to hear. I rebuke deafness. I rebuke hardness of hearing. I rebuke any equilibrium or balance problems. I pray for your ears to be healed that you may hear in Jesus' name. And I praise God for that. I pray God would heal your throat. I rebuke any attack against your tonsils or against your lungs. I come against COPD. I come against asthma, emphysema, or any bronchial problems. In the name of Jesus, I send the word to you for healing today. Healing, and I want you to expect a miracle. In the name of Jesus, I come against arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, any type of osteoporosis. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I rebuke the brittleness of the bones. I pray over every bone, every muscle, every joint, every sinew, every tissue in your body. Be healed, and I send the word of God to you today for that. I pray for your neck, for your back, for your shoulders, for your feet and legs, for your hands, for your even your toes and your fingers. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Friend, there's no distance in prayer. Right now, I'm sending the word to you from my kitchen. Receive and expect a miracle in Jesus' name. I pray over your heart. I pray for your heart to beat normally and for the blood to flow through the arteries and veins unrestricted. I rebuke the arterial sclerosis. I command every trace of plaque to come out. I pray over your blood pressure, over your blood sugar. I rebuke hypertension. And I pray for you to be healed today from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I pray over your gallbladder, over your pancreas, over your colon. I pray over every organ in your body to function normally in the name of Jesus. I pray healing over you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And I am expecting a miracle for you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Now begin to examine yourself and say, look what's happening to me. Praise God, praise God. Hallelujah. I want to remind you of two things today. Number one, our new live television program on the Victory Network will begin July the 22nd at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon here in the Central Time Zone where I live, 11 a.m. in the Mountain Zone, and 10 a.m. out west. The new program, The Place for Miracles Live, will begin airing live on the Victory Network. We'll have live prayer partners there. I'll be live. Lindsay will be a part of that from time to time, and I'm expecting great miracles. If you don't have the Victory Network on your system, on your TV system, get it. Download it. You can get the Victory Network right in your home, Monday through Friday, 30 minutes live. And I'm praying it becomes America's live daily healing service. Also, if you've not yet ordered Lindsay's new book, Discover Your True Strength, I urge you, do it today. Order it today. Go to richardroberts.org or MakeYourDayCount.com. Order your copy of Discover Your True Strength. God bless you, and I'll talk to you next time from the Expect a Miracle podcast. Bye-bye for now.
Let me ask you a question. Do you need a miracle in your life? You know, most everyone I know needs a miracle. A miracle in some area, either spiritually or physically or financially or in their family or in some other area of their life. Most everyone I know needs a miracle. And that's one of the reasons why I put together the School of Miracles. It's an online school that you can enroll in. It has lots of classes to teach you how to get into a position to receive miracles in your life. I mean real miracles. Now, I grew up with miracles. I've witnessed miracles all of my life through my father, Oral Roberts' ministry, through my own ministry. I know that miracles are a way of life if you just reach out and use your faith. And in this school, I teach you how to use your faith and how to get yourself into a position to receive those miracles that you need. So the School of Miracles is now available. It's online and you can enroll and you can learn how to get yourself into a position to receive miracles. Now, once again, let me ask you, what kind of miracle do you need? Is it a spiritual miracle you need? Is it a physical miracle you need? Is it something in your family, or is it in your emotions? Is it in your finances? Or is it in your business or in your job or in your ministry? What area of life do you need a miracle in? That's what the School of Miracles is all about. Just simply go to theschoolofmiracles.org. You can enroll today. And I promise you this, I believe you'll be better for it.